Good morning, 652.
There is a big push this week to address gun violence in America.
The problem is not gun laws. The problem is a lack of civility.
Mark Mattioli is the father of a child killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School, speaking this week before a panel of the Connecticut legislature in Hartford.
Now, today on Capitol Hill, the Senate Judiciary Committee holds a big gun hearing. Joining us live this morning, CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes. There is bound to be some emotional testimony today, Nancy, and it's an emotional issue, but I think I'd be surprised if it changes many minds.
You know, this is one of those issues where people's minds are generally made up and in some cases have been made up for decades here on Capitol Hill on this issue, although we have seen some movement since the Newtown tragedy, particularly in the area of background checks and perhaps strengthening them. There are some members of Congress who have been pro-gun rights for decades who say, you know, maybe this is something that we could do that wouldn't restrict gun ownership but might make people safer. But it will be an emotional hearing, and there could be some fireworks because we're going to see really the most prominent figures on both sides of this issue testifying today. Wayne LaPierre, the CEO of the NRA, will be testifying, and Mark Kelly, the astronaut who's the husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, they've started a group now to crusade for more gun safety measures, and he'll be testifying as well.
You know, the NRA has said and says very frequently when the issue of new gun control legislation comes up that those laws that are on the books right now are not being enforced. Is that an accurate statement? How do we know that?
That is an accurate statement. You know, there are background check laws that often aren't followed. And, you know, frankly, there, you know, like all kinds of laws, there is often a shortage of law enforcement to police the laws and to make sure that people are following them. The NRA points out that the number of gun cases, the number of prosecutions relating to illegal ownership of guns has actually dropped in recent years instead of climbed. And so they say, why do we need more gun laws? We just need to work harder to police the ones that we have. Democrats will argue, well, that's a very convenient argument. Maybe we need to have more efficient laws. Maybe we need to have tougher laws. And so that's the controversy that you're going to see play out today.
A lot of attention being paid to this hearing. Thanks, Nancy. Good to talk to you.
Sure thing.
CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes with us.